speakers in expressing our thanks to today's panelists for their contribution to the discussion at the Conference on Disarmament through their presentations. Mr. President, Japan attaches great importance to the realization of the Sustainable Development Goals and makes utmost efforts in the view of the concept of human security. Today, the international community is witnessing a precarious situation with disproportionate civilian casualties caused by the use of conventional weapons. Under these circumstances, disarmament and arms control are even more relevant to achieving the SDGs, as well as ensuring human security, all of which are closely interlinked. In this regard, Japan welcomes the human-centered approach in disarmament, which is outlined by the UN Secretary General in Action 7 of the new Agenda for Peace. Small arms and light weapons remain the source of grave insecurity in both conflict and non-conflict situations, as well as the cause of violent death and gender-based violence worldwide. Furthermore, the use of anti-personnel mines and cluster munitions continues to increase civilian harm. The threat of mines and explosive remnants of war undermines post-conflict reconstruction, resumption of economic activities such as agricultural production, and national development efforts in general. Mr. President, since 2001, Japan, together with Colombia and South Africa, has submitted a draft resolution on the illicit trade in small arms and light weapons in all its aspects to the UN General Assembly every year. Last year in December, the resolution, co-sponsored by 86 countries, was adopted by consensus in the plenary meeting of the General Assembly. It underlines the importance for states to prevent, combat, and eradicate illicit trade in small arms and light weapons, including their diversion to illegal armed groups, among others. It also emphasizes the importance of implementation of the UN Program of Action to prevent, combat, and eradicate the illicit trade in small arms and light weapons in all its aspects, with a view to attaining the SDGs. We need to redouble our efforts in this field towards the upcoming review conference on the UN Program of Action that will take place in June in New York. In the area of mine action, Japan has been a staunch supporter of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention and continues to provide a wide range of assistance to many states in need. Now, drawing on our experience and expertise, Japan is working to facilitate South-South cooperation under the strong partnership with Cambodia for Ukraine, as well as some African countries such as Somalia, Ethiopia, South Sudan, and Nigeria. In particular, Japan has been actively supporting Cambodia's reconstruction and development since the peace agreement in 1991. Japan will work closely with the Cambodian presidency towards the upcoming fifth review conference of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention this year, as the president of the meeting of states parties next year. Mr. President, in conclusion, international concerted efforts in the field of disarmament remain of paramount importance for enhancing human security and achieving the SDGs. Japan is committed and stands ready to continue to cooperate with CD member states and all relevant stakeholders to this end. Thank you.
Thank you, Ambassador. I now give the floor to distinguished Ambassador of Russian Federation.